Good morning, Robert. As I said in the introduction, it's been a controversial week. Plenty of twists and turns as far as the Cox Plate is concerned. And yesterday, another one reared its head with both Magic Wand and Armoury presenting with lameness, and they need to pass a vet test this morning. Robert, what's the latest with both gallopers?
Good morning, Michael. The latest is Armoury and Magic Wand will both be subject to a veterinary inspection mid-morning to determine their condition to go into the Cox Plate.
So what was the exact root of the issue issue yesterday in regards to their lameness?
Magic Wand has lameness in the off foreleg, and Armoury has lameness in the near fore, but to a low degree. There is some anticipation that Armoury will come through the inspection rather well. Magic Wand had a slightly higher degree of lameness in his soft fore, and that's still to be determined by three vets attending the Werribee Centre today, Michael, and that's two Racing Victoria vets and one independent vet.
Okay, so reports from TJ Comerford, the travelling foreman for Aidan O'Brien, is that Magic Wand has a potential hoof abscess that they are waiting to burst and come through, so she would be in some real doubt. What's the latest that she can be given?
Yes, that's the stable report that it has an abscess, and there's some discussion around whether they'll be able to apply some bar plates to her at this stage, but that's still to be determined.
So if either of them don't pass today, will they be given another opportunity tomorrow morning before final scratchings?
Yes, Michael, that will all depend on the report from the vet, the condition, the type of condition and the level of lameness. It certainly is open to us to reserve that decision until final scratching time, 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay, and we've seen last year with these internationals that the big talking point was the CT scanner as well. Is that scanner being used on either of these horses as part of the veterinary testing process?
No, it's not deemed necessary at this stage, Michael. It's not indicated. The CT scan does also require some sedation, so it's not appropriate pre-race. It's normally used when there's indication of some impending fractures, and I don't believe that's the case here.
Okay, and as far as Armoury is concerned, is the reports from the stable that this is his normal type of action, or there is an underlying very minor issue?
I couldn't really comment on that, Michael, other than it was a very low degree, and there's some positive anticipation that that horse will pull through this morning.
Okay, so expecting results by around about midday, is that what you're anticipating?
Yes, that's what I've been involved in. As discussed, mid-morning will be the vets will be attending.
All right, we'll bring you up to date with that on RSN throughout the morning. Robert, appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Michael.
Robert Cram, the chairman of Stewards. So, whilst this goes on today, Team Williams and Aidan O'Brien's son, Joseph O'Brien, sweat on the outcome because Buckhurst, as we know, was controversially made the first emergency at the final field announcement on Tuesday morning. So reading between the lines, it would appear there would be some doubt on Magic Wand, whether she can improve in enough time, but there does seem to be a fair amount of confidence that Armoury, who is currently the second favourite for the Cox Plate, will pass this morning's vet test. But we will bring you the latest, hopefully before the end of Racing Pulse, if not definitely, on RSN Central with Gareth Hall.